Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the field of Democrats aiming to replace President Trump next year is apparently set. There are now 23, and there's already a question of whether they should appear on Fox News and, more broadly, how much they're doing to reach out to Republicans. Well, Washington Post opinion writer Paul Waldman says that's a standard that Republicans aren't held to. Paul Waldman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, and explain why you think it's a double standard.
Well, if you look at the way we talk about how Democrats and Republicans are supposed to assemble an electoral majority, Democrats are always being asked if they are properly reaching out to voters who are not inclined to vote for them, doing it in the right way. And there's a kind of an implication there that not only is this what they have to do to win, but it's also almost a moral obligation. Yet somehow we don't talk about that when it comes to Republicans. To just take one example, right now, Democrats are all talking about whether or not their presidential candidates should appear on Fox News, with the assumption that you have to do that if you want to talk to conservatives, which I don't think is really valid. There are lots of different ways one could talk to conservatives. But anyway, you don't hear that in elections about whether Republicans should be going on MSNBC, which is not as far to the left as Fox is to the right. It's something that we don't even bother asking with Republicans because they're not worried about doing it. And I think that that probably is a big part of this, that since Democrats agonize about it all the time, we in the media end up asking the question a lot, whereas Republicans don't even bother. So nobody even considers that they might want to reach out more to places where Democrats gather.
Well, do you think that that's a Trump thing or that's a Republican thing that's been going on longer than President Trump?
Oh, I think it definitely predates him. After every election, Democrats ask themselves, you know, do we need to do more to connect with the voters who don't like us, whether it's, you know, working class white men or whoever it is. You don't see Republicans very often talking about how can we do more to reach, say, African-American women. But Trump kind of took what Republicans were already doing and elevated it. So he is really focused relentlessly on appealing to his base and doesn't even bother making a pretense that he wants to appeal to everyone else. I think one of the most symbolic examples to me is right after he won the election in 2016, he went on a what he called a victory tour where he just visited the states that he won and ignored states that he didn't win. You know, if Barack Obama had done that, there would have been an outcry, but nobody even noticed when Trump did it because it's just kind of par for the course for him.
Well, and I noticed that as president, the Washington Post just came out with a story the other day talking about where he's been as president. He still has not been to a lot of pretty big states in this country in terms of population. Massachusetts, Washington State, Oregon, Colorado hasn't visited as president, according to the Washington Post.
Yeah, he believes that he won in 2016 by focusing on his base. And I think it's pretty clear that he sees that that's his path to winning re-election, is that if he can just relentlessly focus on the people who are the most committed to him, that's the way for him to win, and he doesn't have to reach out across the middle. And there's something else going on, too, on a policy level that I think you see this contrast. So Republicans, what do they do when thinking about the voters who don't vote for them? Well, they've undertaken a comprehensive campaign of voter suppression. They say, if African Americans aren't going to vote for us, we're not going to try to persuade them to vote for us. We're going to try to keep them from the polls. Democrats do something very different in policy, I think. For instance, when a Democrat releases an environmental plan, what you always see is an effort to say, okay, we know that coal is disappearing, so we're going to try to help these communities that have been devastated by the decline of coal. We're going to try to give them job training and economic development, and we're going to try to beef up the safety net to make sure they have health care, child care, and things like that. Democrats know that when they do this, they're still not going to win West Virginia or Kentucky, but they do it anyway. Yet they're always critiqued for not reaching out properly, even though they're the only ones who are actually doing all this reaching out.
Why do you think they do it then? Because there are a lot of people on the left who would say, you know, why should Democrats be spending time focusing on these places? They should go all in with the base of the Democratic Party.
Well, I think there's two reasons why they do that in policy terms. The first is because they just think that it's the right thing to do. You know, when Democrats passed the Affordable Care Act, they wanted to expand Medicaid for everyone, not just in states where there are a lot of Democrats. So that's one reason. And I think the other reason is that they are very cognizant of the fact that they're going to get pilloried In the media if they don't make this kind of attempt. And so they see incidents like, you know, we all remember that time when Hillary Clinton was campaigning and she said, we're going to put a lot of coal companies out of business.
Right.
Well, what nobody remembers is that before and after that particular sentence that perhaps was not phrased in the way she would have preferred, she was talking about how we have to help people in coal communities because it's just inevitable that coal is going to disappear. Yet nevertheless, you know, that part gets taken out of the soundbite. And so I think Democrats look to experiences like that and know that they're always going to get criticized if they're not doing the proper reaching out. You know, often it ends up manifesting itself in ways that are almost ridiculous. You know, the Democrats go to Republican areas and try to, you know, kind of pay tribute to cultural totems. They go hunting, they go to NASCAR events. Nobody even bothers to ask if Republicans are going to try to find the things that liberals like and go to show that they like those things too. It's just not something that Republicans bother doing.
Well, I remember the context of the Hillary Clinton quote because we did a story about it on this show. So I remember that one very well. Paul Waldman, opinion writer for The Washington Post, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.